guys. Before we start today's episode, I want to give a shout out to our two wonderful local sponsors. Lehman Farms, founded in 2016, is a CSA market garden, providing local fresh vegetables in weekly boxes to community-supported agriculture members. That's a CSA, of course. In Southwest Virginia and East Tennessee, using organic and regenerative practices to grow nutrient-dense food. Community-supported agriculture is a food production and distribution system that directly connects farmers and consumers. In short, people buy shares of a farm's harvest in advance and then receive a portion of the crops as they're harvested. Check out Lehman Farms on Facebook or Instagram. Also, we're sponsored by Glade Pharmacy in Glade Springs, Virginia. Glade Pharmacy is locally owned and managed, providing the highest quality pharmaceutical service in the Emory-Glade Springs area. Guys, if you stop by Glade Pharmacy, tell them that I sent you because, you know, they love me. That's what I tell people about them, at least. Guys, if you're near Emory and Henry College, you're near Glade Pharmacy. Before the Spanish conquest of Mexico, there was fermentation. Corn was transmuted into desguano, agave into pulque, and honey into tepache. Soon after the conquest, the first Mexican brewery was founded in 1542 by Don Alonso Herrera. But the modern genre, generically known as Mexican beer, largely emerges after 1821 and the Mexican War of Independence, the product of German and Austrian immigrants combining their techniques with Mexican ingredients. The popularity of the beer in America's sibling to the South particularly grew during the reign of the Austrian Maximilian I, brother of Emperor Francis Joseph I of Austria-Hungary, put on the throne of the Second Mexican Empire by the French Napoleon III in 1864. Maximilian ruled only briefly before he was removed from the same in 1867 by Mexican Republicans, or more accurately, a firing squad. But his courtiers influenced the Mexican alcohol market permanently. In 1884, a German gentleman by the name of Wilhelm Haas immigrated to Veracruz, where, 13 years later, he would found his own brewery. His brewery soon produced Siglo XX, a nod to the emerging 20th century. But eventually his brew would come to be known by the two X's themselves, its memorialization forgotten by most consumers. In fact, most consumers today, at least in the United States and Canada, are more likely to identify the beer with a higher end of Mexican beer and taco joints, and with an American of Jewish-Russian heritage whose career was built on his work in television westerns and action flicks. A man who folks know as the most interesting man in the world. A man whose ad campaign single-handedly doubled the sales of Dos Equis in the United States between 2006 and 2011, and tripled it in Canada in a single year, 2008. Hoy, en huevos encurtidos y cerveza fría, estamos hablando de Dos Equis Lager Especial. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, it's that time again, that hour of the week we all gather around the warm glow of a 1982 Play School glowworm to share a frosty cold beer, consider its place in our history and culture, review it like it was Roger Ebert, who the hell is Robert Ebert? Talking about Faye Dunaway in Bonnie and Clyde, it probably makes some wild, pointless detours. As always, I'm your host, Eric Truman-Smith, and I'm joined by my cohort, Jason Matthew Clayman. What's up, Clayman?
Nothing.
You've been fishing today, right?
I have.
It was you took your boy for his first fishing trip, right?
I did. Very short trip, but caught his first fish.
And what did he catch?
It was about a 20-inch rainbow trout.
That's a hell of a first fish.
It is.
Now, I think mine was a bluegill.
Yeah, now granted, I took him to a stocked pond, but
still though.
You know, it was a big moment, and about pulled him in. So
I'm sure it did.
It was great.
Well, awesome. I'm sure we'll talk about that more. And we're also joined today by our guest, the man, the myth, the legend, Stephen Edward Wiley. How are you, Wiley?
Doing wonderful.
Wonderful. I'm glad to have you here. Do you want to introduce yourself, Stephen? Anything you want to say? Like, what do you do in the world?
My name is Stephen Wiley. I'm originally from Bland County, Virginia, which is right next to the wonderful county where our esteemed host was born and raised. He and I were born actually in the same hospital.
Yes, we were.
We lived in different towns. I went through high school at the greatest football factory in Southwest Virginia, Gate City. Went to Emory Henry College. And now I currently reside in Smith County, and I educate young minds.
Wonderful. Excellent. You see, there are three educators sitting at this table about to open up some beers. I'll tell you what. You know what? Let's get to it, guys. Let's open some beers. You want to? So these are, we're seeing, we don't think these are twisties. I got bottles.
Hey, does this BBD that's printed on the bottle, does that mean Belle Biv DeVoe?
Where's the BBD, the Belle Biv DeVoe symbol?
Oh, Best Buy Date.
Oh, Best Buy Date. Yeah. I'll tell you what, their website says the Best Buy Date is always 140 days after it's bottled. After which it turns into helicopter fuel. And that's literally what the website says. So let's pour these into our glasses.
And do you have a helicopter?
I don't. I don't even have a drone. Do you have one?
No.
Well, we should work on that. All right. Right
on. I did see a video of a drone flying over Saltville.
Over Saltville, really?
It's 15 minutes of my life that I'm not sure if I'll ever regain.
So right off the bat, that's fantastic, by the way. We got a really clear beer. It's very pale, good amount of carbonation, it looks like. Again, not a Miller High Life level, but a lot. A lot of head, but it's like a light head. It looks like it's dissipating pretty quickly. Let's see the smell. Smells a little bit skunky, just a touch.
I don't notice a whole lot of carbonation. It's not like it's over-carbonated.
No, I'm not saying it's like overwhelming or anything. That's why it's not a Miller High Life or anything.
It's not like it's the champagne of beers.
It's not the champagne of cerveza.
I will add, I have little to no head on my beer. It's called a perfect pour.
Well, actually, we have learned that you are supposed to have head because that releases the aromatics.
Who would have thought, Wiley?
Yeah, we've been doing it our whole lives is wrong.
I feel like maybe we need to put like public service announcements out on like TV.
I kind of do, right?
Like, or posters.
So I'm gonna try. Let's try. Cheers, guys. Who do we want to toast?
To Gene Razor.
Professor of Emory and Henry, mentor of young people.
Who passed away on the 19th of August.
Who once called my sister and told her that I was failing his class?
Yes,
a graduate many years before me.
He was concerned. That was all.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sign of a great teacher. Now, I would not be allowed to do that because I work for a state university. It would be illegal for me to do that. I would get sued or maybe lose my job.
Miss Bonnie.
Yeah,
he also works for a university.
And a college that is part of a university is a better way to say it, but that's fine. But let's not get into that right now, guys. That's a fresh wound. Let's talk about the first drink. What are your immediate impressions?
Completely unoffensive. Mm. Just very clean.
Clean, light, a little skunky. Not overwhelmingly so. I mean, it's something you would expect. It's got a green bottle, right? Like kind of the green bottle dilemma.
Right, like Heineken.
Kind of a Heineken thing. And Heineken actually owns them.
Nowhere near as strong.
No, I don't think Heineken. So. Yeah.
Very pleasing.
Now, this wasn't your first beer, right, Wiley? But this is a beer that matters a lot to you. You requested this beer.
No, this was not my first beer. It just holds a special place with me. From my college days, we used to go and drink this quite often at a local Mexican restaurant here in the great town of Abingdon. We drank it quite often in college.
Yes, we did. I drove you all for several years because I didn't drink till I was 21. I was the designated Los Arcos guy. I always got to go to Los Arcos because you all wanted to make sure they got home alive. Would you say that's accurate?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
And Los Arcos, it should be said, is it's a really inexpensive restaurant. It's not what you would call high-end Mexican, but it's like, it's good, right? Like, it's a solid, like, I've eaten a million meals there. That is where I had my first alcoholic beverage, actually.
That's interesting. Tell us about that.
That was my 21st birthday. And I had, rarely did I get to celebrate my birthdays with my school chums in college and grad school, because it's always been midterms. But that year everybody took me out, and I had 3 85-cent strawberry margaritas. And I was whooped. I was torn up.
Did you try to fight someone in the bathroom?
That wasn't me who tried to fight someone in the bathroom. I'm glad you asked. One of our friends, who will remain nameless, that's important, I had 3 margaritas, right? I would suspect this gentleman, in his youth and folly, had somewhere on the order of 15 85-cent margaritas. And we told him that a man he conceived of as a romantic rival was in the bathroom. And he stumbles to his feet, almost falls out of the chair, goes into the bathroom to have words with this person who was not in the bathroom. We don't even think about it. We assume that he'll be back very shortly, right? And about how long would you say he was in the bathroom, gentlemen?
I don't know, 20, 30 minutes?
20, 30 minutes. So at some point, we're like, he's been in the bathroom for half an hour. Is he? There's 2 stalls in the bathroom, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. He's died. We assume he's dead. So we go to the bathroom. He is looking around the bathroom, just wandering in circles, looking for his alleged romantic rival, who is, of course, not there. We bring him back out, and he's sweating furiously, sweating bullets. And I say, you should have some water. And he takes a pitcher of water and proceeds to pour it down his shirt. And that's when the wonderful wait staff of Los Arcos comes over with our checks and says, thank you, boys. It's always nice when you come.
And we left.
And we left.
Without problem.
Without any problem. And he did survive to return another day to Los Arcos.
And would that be maybe the first evening in which you bought Soleo?
No, it was not the first night I had Soleo. Soleo, which, if you do not know, this is an age thing, is not a good wine, but it is a wine that a college student who drinks but doesn't like beer yet or liquor can afford.
I don't think it's made anymore.
It's not made anymore. It was kind of if a box white wine was available in a bottle, then that's what Soleo was. And I would buy a bottle of that and wander around fraternity parties for 2 hours.
Was it more for sorority girls?
Probably.
Or maybe old ladies on fixed incomes.
Certainly it was for old ladies. You know what? I'm not going to, you know, because I'll
bridge
say.
Groups.
Guys, I'm going to say I never saw a sorority girl drinking Soleo at our frat parties. But I certainly can imagine a bunch of old ladies having a good old time playing some bridge, as you say, Clayman. Maybe they just left UMW, the United Methodist Women.
That's because most of our parties were co-sponsored by Boone's Farm.
There was a lot of sorority girls drinking Boone's Farm, a lot of sorority girls drinking Mad Dog 2020, a lot drinking beer, and soda pops, and, you know,
Big Red
drinks. What?
Big Red Cola.
Big Red, I don't want to get into on this, but let's just say it has a place in my heart, and it's not that makers of Big Red, I have nothing against your fine product. I had a traumatic experience with it that will remain undiscussed on this podcast. But know that you traumatized me. So, moving on. What are your initial thoughts on this beer? Is there anything, any stories, anything you want to talk about before we start breaking anything down? Or
well, honestly, my initial thought to begin with is... this might be the first time I've ever drank Dos Equis and not had that little lime to squeeze into it.
That's a good
because
point.
Most of the time,
really, I don't normally drink it with lime.
But this beer, and it's been out in a public setting,
yeah,
you know, restaurant or somewhere like that, and it's normally served
with lime. I didn't realize that.
I actually had 2 22-ounce of these last night at the local Chili's here in Bristol. Mm.
That's the Chili's that Clayman was engaged at, correct?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. So, Clayman's so angry at me. No, it was nice. You all, Clayman, you love Chili's. Would you agree with that?
Not anymore.
But that is a lie. So if I said, Clayman, I'm going to take us to Chili's right now and I'm driving, you would say, I don't want to go?
Not yet.
Yeah. I mean, granted, Chili's, it does not meet the Jason Clayman standard of I only buy in a gas stations, correct?
Correct.
It's your dream a Chili's with a gas station?
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Sorry, you got me mid-drink. Yeah, that'd be great.
No, I'm sorry. You were like, mm-hmm. All right, cool. All right. So Chili's, you had it. What did you have at Chili's? Do you like Chili's? Is that your go-to?
Did you have some jalapeno poppers or some pizza shooters?
Actually, I had a quesadilla, and my lovely wife had the chicken crispers.
What is a chicken crisper? What is that?
It is what most people call a chicken tender, but it apparently at Chili's, it's made a little bit different.
Sure.
They try to make it crisper.
How do they crisp it? Do they cover it with lettuce?
No, I'm thinking they just fry it a little longer.
Double fry, probably.
Most likely the double fry, I would say. But, they have revamped their menu now. They now have chicken and waffles there.
What?
Yeah, it's
really
crazy.
They do have chicken and waffles.
Got a special episode coming up, chicken and waffles and beer at Chili's, man.
The new menu's actually pretty good. Is it really? A couple weeks ago.
I've never really had a bad meal at Chili's. There's nothing wrong with it.
You can always go with the bottomless chips and salsa there. Yeah. They keep bringing you, especially for someone who is, I mean, let's just go ahead and say it, I am not slim, nor have I ever been slim, and I like getting at least 2 or 3 baskets of those chips. Okay.
You're a man of measure, a gentleman and a scholar.
It has taken me 44 years to sculpt this wonderful Adonis-like looking figure.
Mm-hmm. I think if this was 1984 and we were looking for pants for Wiley.
Looking for Wiley pants.
We'd have to say, you're not going to get regular fit.
You're going to the Huskies.
Oh, no. I wore Huskies in like elementary school and high school. Yeah.
Well, they bought at Heels department store.
So, for a while. In Bluefield. You know what? For a while, they were bought at Heels. But then my mom was like, you know what? We only buy jeans in August. That was when I bought all my jeans, basically. Unless, like, there was some jean disaster or a growth spurt. Jean disaster. You know, jean disasters where, like, you're, like, walking and... See, I don't know. I mean, you all know this. I hurt myself a lot, right?
No.
Not everyone listening knows. I hurt myself.
I think you single-handedly turned the insurance industry in America on its ear.
I did. I am the problem. But basically, like, yeah, like, sometimes you have a jean disaster. You're like, you're riding your bike and all of a sudden you're in a fence and you don't know what happened and your jeans are split.
Please tell me that there's someone else sitting at this table that has had their clothes laid away at Heels before.
Oh, yeah. No, I have. We would get jeans either depending on where the best sale was. We either got our jeans at Heels or the JCPenney at Mercer Mall. In Green Valley between Bluefield and Princeton, West Virginia.
Wow. It was the greatest thing that ever came.
I spent a lot of time there when I was a teenager. There's no question.
Did you just walk around the mall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, looking for ladies.
Hey, man.
There was a McAdoo's. I'd wear my Letterman jacket. I was cool as hell. We were awesome. Me and my buddy's horse, Robert Jones, Jolie, and Beethoven, and C.H. Riley in particular. Greg Miller. We'd walk around and we'd be like, hey, look at those girls we're afraid to talk to.
Well,
Chris Catron, all those guys.
Speaking of high school nostalgia.
Sure.
Today, I was back close to my old stomping grounds. actually the stomping grounds of Mr. Clayman here, Kingsport, Tennessee.
Yes.
And
where Clayman also is an educator.
Today, we actually went to Warriors Path State Park.
Oh, my.
And I had the wonderful, just wonderful rush of nostalgia coming back.
Yeah.
Of cruising around Warriors Path State Park at 15 miles an hour with at least 4 speed bumps to tear the bottom out of anybody who dared bring a low-riding car over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
I mean...
I don't know that I've ever cruised the Warriors Path Park, but I did in the Bluefield City Park, much to the ire and chagrin of my mother. God rest her soul.
Yeah, and we used to... I mean, now, if we went to the mall, we always went to the Fort Henry Mall. I mean, because it had... I mean, it had an escalator.
It had caramel corn. It had Baskin Robbins.
It had everything.
There's Baskin Robbins in a mall, really.
Orange Julius.
Orange Julius.
We are on record as saying we approve of Orange Julius.
Mike's Lemonade or something like that. Not Mike's. That'd be Mike's Hard Lemonade. But it had some sort of lemonade.
Like
stand.
A lemonade kind of.
Had a
place.
Candy and nut place. Hot dogs and
I
more.
I don't know that I ever went to that mall.
That's what there was a hot dogs and more there.
There was a hot dogs and more.
And a Chick-fil-A.
A Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Half of that's not there anymore. It's kind of gone downhill.
Oh, that's like the Mercer Mall is largely empty now.
It's a shell of its former self.
Yeah.
The time of malls is over, guys. It's like a geologic era, and we have surpassed it. We survived the Great Extinction.
We've decided that we all want to, instead of walking around inside when we're in no weather, we want to walk outside where there's all kinds of weather and cars running around. Thank you to the Pinnacle.
Yeah. Or we want to just do the exact same thing but do it online. So not even leave our apartments and become agoraphobic.
So you can walk around your apartment and shop.
Just shop on your phone or your...
But you can do that in your boxers where you cannot do that at the mall.
They will be not happy with you.
They frown upon that.
They will arrest you.
Yes. And I'm not going to say which one of the three that has been arrested for that, but it was Clayman.
And the Bristol Mall, they're trying to turn that into a weed farm.
Yeah, well, is it going to be a marijuana farm or is it going to be a hemp farm?
Cannabinoid oil is what they're looking for.
Cannabinoid? So a marijuana derivative?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not the first time marijuana has been in that building, I'm pretty sure.
That is well established. That is canon.
They might make the pills for that. The marijuana pills.
The marijuana pills.
Yeah.
Which is also the name of my new ska band, guys. Okay. Jesus. Say, Wiley, what was your first beer?
The first beer that I can recollect ever drinking probably was, sadly enough, Milwaukee's Best.
The Beast.
The Beast.
The Beast. And it was a beast. I can safely say that unless forced into it, I probably would never drink that beer again. And I'm one who will drink almost any beer there is out there.
Yeah, you believe in the democracy of beers. So that's saying something.
If I open a beer, I have to drink it.
By law.
Man's law?
God's law.
Law and order?
Murphy's law.
I'm out of this. I have no clue what to say.
We stole that from a Zach Galifianakis joke. And
he sucks.
You are the only one of our friends who doesn't like Zach Galifianakis.
You hate him.
He looks too much like you.
Like who? Like Clayman or me? Or both of us?
I think that's obvious.
Like me? I think his hair color is the same as Clayman's.
He has more of it, though.
Yeah, well, it's luxurious. Yeah.
That's one thing that Mr. Clayman and I do not share with, Mr. Smith here. We do not have very much hair. And ours is not by choice.
Yeah, I basically keep mine buzzed, but you all have... Nature has been...
She's a cruel mistress.
She's a cruel mistress. Really the antithesis of Chuck's mom.
Yeah. If anyone would see our yearbook from when we were all in a yearbook together, you wouldn't really recognize us now.
We were pretty, dude.
Most of us don't have near the same amount of hair that we used to.
This is very true. That's very true. Well, we should probably talk about the beer a little bit
before we go
to a break real fast. I guess one of the things I'd like to talk about before we go in, and maybe we can call up a couple ads or something, is what was your level of awareness of Dos Equis before like the Most Interesting Man in the World ads. Like, we all drank it, but
I think we knew of it and we knew it was there and we bought it long before.
Yeah. Like, I drank it, but I don't know that I ever drank it not at a Mexican restaurant before those ads.
I would buy it in the grocery
really?
Store. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that I ever drank it outside of a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, now, honestly, this might be one of the few times that I have drank it outside of a restaurant setting.
I was always a fan, and we're drinking the Dos Equis Lager.
Yeah, Special. We're drinking the Lager Especial, not the Amber.
I was always a fan of the Amber.
Yeah, I like the Amber. It's, right off the bat, I will say I like it better.
We know Wiley likes Amber.
I certainly do.
And she really doesn't listen to this unless I turn it on. So, you know, I will just go ahead and say, I like anything that has the word Amber in it because that's my wife.
Your lovely wife.
I even once bathed in a body wash that was the scent Amber. It was
like
from
what is the scent Amber?
It was from Bath and Body. I'm not scared to admit it.
What? No, that's fine. I'm just curious. What is this? What constitutes the scent of Amber? Is there anything that you?
I do not know.
Like, you didn't recognize any of the constituent elements of.
I just know that it didn't smell bad.
Sure. Smelled good.
So I washed in it.
You bathed your luxurious body in it.
And there's a lot of it.
Oh, my God. So it should be said, there were two brands of Dos Equis that had been made. Jesus, God. That are not made anymore, right? One is Dos Equis Dos Arita. Which was a
Dorito?
It was not like a Dorito, which, again, super excited about our upcoming tournament. But the Dos Arita was like a small, I've only seen them as stubbies, basically, but it was like a margarita, beer margarita, kind of like the Corona-rita we made 2 weeks ago, in a can. And now you can make it. They have the recipe published on their website, so you can make them yourselves, but they don't manufacture that anymore. And then they had Dos Equis Azul, which was a little higher ABV. It was 5.7% ABV. It was a wheat beer, actually. And it had nectar of blue agave in it. So kind of sounds like maybe they were trying to compete with Tequiza.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I never had Tequiza. Did you ever have it, Wiley?
Oh. Unfortunately,
I don't. Did you? You didn't have it either, Clayman, did you?
Yes,
you did. Well, all right. Let's talk about Tequiza. So that was the time you had it. What? Tell us about Tequiza.
It's not good.
I don't think it's made anymore, right?
It's still not good.
No, that's why they stopped making it.
Yeah, I had one, and I was like, you know, that's okay. I think it was in a restaurant.
Sure.
And then I think we bought a 6-pack of it or something.
I believe we did. That may have been the time that it ended up on the side of the road somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Not sure,
but it was unopened because if it was open, we'd have had to drink it.
Yeah, it was.
You were like, this is too bad. We paid for this and we're not going to drink it.
It was just not. Somebody out there liked it, I guess, but it just wasn't great.
How long do you think that was on the market for? I'll tell you what. I'm going to look that up. Talk for a second, Clayman.
Yeah.
I don't know when it was started. It was apparently discontinued all the way back in 2009.
That seems about right because it would have been on the market about 10 years. Then.
And then Budweiser then tried to like refill that empty spot in our hearts with Oculto.
Now, I will say this. I did drink Oculto twice.
Yeah.
And although it was reminiscent of that Tequiza agave sort of flavor,
yeah,
I thought it was better.
Uh-huh.
It really was.
I never drank it.
I've never had it.
The bottle.
The labeling's cool.
It was strange. It made me feel kind of like I was doing something wrong. It looked like it was a satanic beer or something.
Do you think it's satanic?
No, I don't think so.
That might make it delicious.
But it had that look of like people at Halloween would buy it. That's what I first thought.
That
of.
Was your
skull on it. People at Halloween are going to buy this.
So you're on record as saying Halloween satanic.
No.
I'm hoping to find some. Taking this in a different direction away from those things,
yeah.
I'm hoping to find some type of Mexican type beer when I go to Mickey Not So Scary at the world's happiest place on earth, Walt Disney, in October.
Oh, you're going to Disney in October?
I am. I'm going to the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot.
I have heard that is amazing. We actually talked about Epcot, like the drinking around the world thing, a couple episodes ago.
I'm going to try and do that.
Wow. Will you report back to us?
Most certainly.
In fact, if you would record a brief entry for each country, we will air that. Is that a promise that we can make, Clayman?
We will pay you.
We'll pay you. We will chip in some
10
money.
10 cents per entry.
I'm not going to promise you that it's going to be coherent speaking.
Well, we can edit as needs be, of course, but you know, just a little, you know, a couple seconds.
I'm
going
to try
one.
To pace myself while I'm there.
I always thought the happiest place on earth would really be Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's the happiest place on earth?
I would think so.
They have beer, they have cheese, they have
football.
Sausage, they yeah. have football.
They have That's true. They have bars.
Richie Cunningham was from there, Laverne and Shirley, the Fonz.
They have a ton of bars with indoor sporting events for people to play, like
bowling, curling,
volleyball.
Volleyball.
All kinds of stuff.
Why haven't we set a road trip to Milwaukee?
I've been saying we should go to Wisconsin on a road trip for years. I just want to point that out.
My wife said she wants to go to the Dells.
Oh, they're beautiful, dude. They are truly beautiful. In my effort to find the keys, I actually found something. I'm going to throw this out there.
Wiley loves Zima, by the way.
Supercall is the magazine. It's an online magazine. Anna Archibald wrote an article, 8 Boozy Drinks That No Longer Exist. I'm going to ask if you guys had it, any of these. Zima.
Yes.
Zima. You and I have had Zima. How about you, Wiley?
Unfortunately,
yeah.
I have my constituents at my undergraduate university that I, you know, attended. They would ask me regularly, since I entered at a little older age than the rest of them, if I would go procure such wonderful refreshments. And
and it should be said, we here at Pickled Eggs and Cold Beer do encourage people to obey the drinking laws.
Continue. Yes.
Wiley was a red shirt freshman.
He was a red shirt freshman.
Yeah. I was gray shirted and then red shirted. So, you know, my eligibility did not run out by the time I finished. But there were several times that, you know, I would run up to the local Chevron.
Which is part of Canon. We have talked about it several times, actually.
There, you know, I mean, which at its original location is no longer there.
Tragedy.
Really?
Well, they tore it down and they built the new one.
Now there's a Shell station there, or something there. I mean.
No, the Shell is across the street. I think that's a Chevron, isn't it?
It's across the street.
Yeah, no, it's a Shell.
Is it a Shell now?
Saint Andrew. But anyways, you could go in there at this time. You could easily buy
$7
24 Zimas. I'm thinking probably at least $7 or $8. I mean, it wasn't much. That and a bag of Jolly Ranchers.
That's a dream come true for several people.
You could keep the young co-eds happy for all night. They might even ask you to brush their hair.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I forgot.
All right. So, Zima, I didn't have Zima until they re-released it. Clayman, did you have it in college?
You studied You studied part of the time in Charlottesville. I find that very surprising.
It should be said, Stephen and I I am a UVA fan, and Wiley is
is not.
Virginia Tech fan. Go VPI. Yeah, right. And that's fine. We're still best friends. I love you, Wiley.
I love you too.
But he does poke fun at UVA, which is totally appropriate because it deserves to be poked fun of.
Everyone else does when it comes to Zima.
Sure, Zima.
And their relaunch.
It's kind of a Zima thing. But I did not have it at UVA, actually. I've had it when they reissued it. Clayman bought it, and I bought a six-pack so we could try it. And we were, it's not great. Not great.
No, I was not happily reunited with the past.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what it was like. Yeah.
Something different.
I still love those commercials, which, like, to me, like, say, this is the time of when Friends was a good show, better than almost any commercial. All right, Bacardi Breezers.
Never had
that. Nope. There's a lot of different kinds, though.
There's a half-sugar version.
There's several half-sugars.
That's for those with the sugar.
Are you almost diabetic?
Let's see.
You want to get hammered.
But you want to get hammered on soda pops with alcohol.
Probably the opposite of Bartles and James.
Crisp apple. Yeah, exactly.
Those were great commercials.
Bursting blueberry tropical lime were some of them. The nickname Alka Pops apparently is what they were called, like Lonely Pops. They still sell those in Canada, guys, if you want to get them, apparently. Four Loko, the original Four Loko.
Never had it.
Never had it.
Never had it. That's why we all live to be the ripe ages we are today. Mm-hmm. In China, apparently, it's still sold where it's known as Lose Virginity Liquor. That's literally what this article says. I have not confirmed that, but it deserved to be read out loud. The Miller Chill.
No, I remember that.
I remember those, but yeah, I never had them.
Yeah. Chilada style light beer with a hint of lime.
What is chilada? Is it a tomato product in it?
I don't know what makes a beer a chilada.
I've seen chilada mix, and it's like Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was.
Add it to a beer. But I've also thought that was almost a red eye.
Red
eye is just tomato juice, I guess.
Chilada, being short for Michelada, is a Mexican cerveza preparation made with beer, lime juice, sauces, spices, and peppers, served typically in chilled, salt-rimmed glasses. So it might be actually really good if you made it in a traditional way, but any Chilada brand beer in a bottle is horrible, dude. It's real bad.
Yeah. Wonder if you could make Pina Chilada.
You really sat on that and waited for your moment.
That was great.
That's brilliant, dude.
Yeah.
10 points. Sky Blue. Do you like your vodka made into a sassy, light, fruity drink?
I had Sky Vodka, but never Sky Blue.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
I've never had that.
I just shudder at the word vodka.
Yeah, I'm not a big vodka guy myself, unless it's in like a tiki drink or something. But left the market in 2004. You can apparently still buy it on eBay for around $1,000 a six pack.
No way.
No thanks.
Bud Ice Light.
Had it.
Had it.
I did not have it. I've never had Bud Ice nor Bud Ice Light.
No, not great.
There's not a headache that's worse than Bud Ice. No matter what it is.
Well, what about Bud Ice Light?
It doesn't matter.
Any Bud variation. Now, Clayman, how do you feel about Bud Light?
No. I hate Bud Light.
No. But how do you feel about Bud Ice?
Don't like it either.
What about Bud Ice Light?
Nope. It's like the pinnacle of just not good.
Huh.
It's Bud Light probably is better than that.
Wow. I'm assuming it's probably better than that, but with that beer, as I remember, they need to sell you a bottle of aspirin with it so you can get over the headache, as opposed to Bud Light or Budweiser when they need to have you a roll of toilet paper with it.
Oh, my God.
And you can just use your, visual,
Let's move on from there, yeah. Somebody's driving and just went, into their car.
It was more like,
puh. I forgot that when you make the puke sound, you say, puh. Do that one more time.
No, this is a shout out to some guy that hiked the trail.
Does he say that?
Oh, he would always go, puh. And then he would never throw up. It was very annoying.
All right, Tequiza is what got us on here. Did you? And you all had Tequiza.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aftershock.
Thermal Bite.
Thermal Bite liquor.
I know you've had regular.
I mean, we had the Aftershock. I mean, that was the whole cool phase. I'm going to drink some Aftershock or drink some Goldschlager,
Yeah, I don't understand. I've never had Aftershock, but someone very dear to me, someone very closely related to me, that was his first alcoholic beverage.
I would never drink again.
I think I had Aftershock. I know you guys, not you, Eric, but Wiley, some of you would buy it. And I never did, but I do remember I had it one time, and I was like, no. Nope, I don't know. Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Not again.
Wouldn't
not
be pretty. All. All right, what else do we have here? I think that's it. That's the last one on this list. So, guys, I'm pretty proud. I've drank almost none of these. Only Zima. So that's because these seem really bad. Is there another thing that is truly horrible that you've had that you feel like is worthy of note before we go on and have a little break?
Brigade Beer.
What Brigade Beer? What is? Yeah. Where's that made?
1993, Daytona, Florida. Go into the liquor store that was in a drugstore at the time. Walk to the back. You could buy a case of Brigade Beer for $2.40.
Wow. That seems...
That's 10 cents a beer.
Eric found it online.
I found it.
It was
Is that it right there? Is that what it is? The Iron Maiden themed beer?
That is it.
So Iron Maiden vocalist and ale aficionado Bruce Dickinson and Robinson's head brewer Martin Weeks have crafted Light Brigade, which is a new version of Brigade beer. I don't know that Brigade is still available.
Was it like Meister Brau, Wiley? You remember that?
I do remember that.
Wow, this I don't know anything about Brigade beer, but Brigade. Oh no, that's different. That's a different one. Never mind. Wait, let's look on beer. I'm gonna look on Untappd, which is the most forgiving of the beer major rating things. Brigade beer. Here we go. This is very exciting. Brigade ale. Brigade.
I don't think it's on there.
I don't see it. Brotherhood Black Ale, Goon Brigade. That's another good name for a...
They probably went out of business.
They did, but sometimes you'll find some of the ones that went out of business still have reviews. Yeah, I don't see just Brigade beer. So what... You were in Daytona, Florida. Is that what you said?
Were you at Bike Week?
We were at Spring Break.
Woo! Woo!
Did you compete in a wet t-shirt contest?
Yes, and did you win?
I could. But I would not have won. Well, there was some hot lead down there that weekend.
Were you on MTV?
Well, were you on MTV?
I was not on MTV.
Or were you on the USA Up All Night Spring Break?
It was more like the people with low self-esteem Spring Break.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to... open up our second beers. We're going to talk a little bit about the commercials, and which are particularly important to this brand. We'll get into it a little more. All right, is that cool, guys?
No.
Yes.
All right, we've got 2-1. Sorry, Clayman.
It's okay.
All right,
I'm thirsty.
We'll be right back.
Just
for this. Hey guys, we're back.
Some of the fire tape.
We've got a unique pairing to start today. Clayman, what are we pairing with?
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. And we chose something to reflect the income level we were at in college.
But today, Taco Bell's not cheap.
It's not. Well, this was still. These were. Like 79 cents,
right?
Like
yeah,
that.
No, I mean, like if you get the whole,
if you go fancy, yeah.
Just if you're feeding five people, like I have to.
Yeah. So if you and you're, let's be honest, your son could eat Taco Bell.
The whole place.
He could eat the whole place. He's a teenage boy, so we got bean burritos.
Bean burritos.
And Wiley, we got something special for you. We got the nacho fries.
Nacho.
You never had those, right, Wiley?
I have kids. Yes, I've had them.
Oh, I thought you said you hadn't had them. I'm sorry.
I said I asked him. And he,
I'm sorry.
I think we got caught up in another moment.
I'm sorry, guys.
Should I try the Diablo sauce?
You should.
You know who this reminds me of?
What?
Jackie Gleason in Smokey and the Bandit. Take a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Guys,
it says burning for you.
I just want to say I got my burning for you. I just got my first sip from the bottle, and less smell, of course, as one would expect.
Is it truly Diablo?
Is it hot?
Yeah, it's not mild.
I'm gonna try.
So I'm gonna try the sauce
by itself.
Oh, let's see that. That is interesting.
Ay caramba.
Okay. All right, I'm going to try a bite of bean burrito and some desi cakes. You ready, guys? Mm-hmm. That's great. That's a good day right there. I ordered this online so I could just run it. I just drove through the drive-thru and picked it up.
Did Amazon deliver it?
No, I drove through the drive-thru.
With Amazon? Jeff Bezos?
Nope. Jeff Bezos was not there, nor anyone at Amazon.
But someone was in the drive-thru.
There was someone in the drive-thru, and they seemed surprised that I ordered online. They were like, oh.
Yeah, nobody does that here.
I feel like this is going to give me pretty severe gas.
I'm confident it's going to give you gas, but I mean, it's a bean burrito and beer. I mean,
we should probably go ahead and apologize to Wiley's entire family,
mm-hmm.
including those of his extended family.
Cousins, aunts, uncles. So while we're eating, I'm going to go on and read the Beer Advocate Rate Beer and Untappd ratings.
It's pretty good.
It's the 47,506th ranked beer on Beer Advocate. Only a 2.7405. Wow. Rate Beer is the cruelest. It is a 2.08 of 5. And Untappd a 3.09 of 5, which is actually a decent score. It's kind of in the middle. 4.2 ABV and 10 IBUs, which is not insignificant, but not a ton, obviously. It should be said, this contrasts with the other kind of Dos Equis. We mentioned Dos Equis Amber, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a 4.2. It's listed on their website as 4.45 ABV, but apparently nobody else thinks it's that high. But 4.7% is the Amber. It's a Vienna-style lager sold in brown bottles. And I couldn't find when Dos Equis was first imported to the United States, the lager.
Uh-huh.
But the Amber was first imported in 1973. So I wonder if they were about the same time or what. And it should be said, they're part of Heineken International. It was originally, there's actually some interesting contradictions. I've seen where it was described as having been founded in Veracruz, and I've seen where it was described as having been found in Monterrey and Nuevo León in Mexico in 1890. But it's the, this is an Aztec word, I'm going to get it wrong, Cuauhtemoc, Moctezuma Brewery. Nowadays, of course, is part of Heineken, who bought it in, I'm not sure what year. Who cares? But they own breweries in Monterrey, Guadalajara, Toluca, Tecate, Orizaba, and Mayoki. And they also, like the Moctezuma Brewery Integrated, which is the bigger kind of Mexican group that it's a part of, that is all owned by.
Did you say it's a cartel?
It is kind of, because listen to all these beers they own. Dos Equis, Superior, Sol, Noche Buena, Carte, Tecate, Bohemia, and Indio are all owned now by Heineken.
Bohemia.
Yeah. I haven't had Bohemia, but I hear good things about it. Have you guys had that before?
I haven't, but I hear good things.
Mm. How about you, Wiley?
I'm eating.
This is... But we're supposed to talk while we eat. That is the logic.
Because against
it
everything true. We've been
now
told.
Now my mouth is empty.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you see lots of advertisements for Sol right now.
Yeah, I like Sol a lot. I like Sol and Pacifico, both. What have you, do you like Sol?
I have not had that yet. I need to try that.
It's good. It's kind
I've
of
I've not had Modelo Especial until recently, and I tried that.
It's good. It's pretty solid.
It is pretty solid.
I like it. I like... I haven't had, what is it, Jalisco? Estrella Jalisco?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that yet, but it's good. I'm excited to. So we said we were going to talk about advertising a little bit.
Do you want a nacho fry?
Sure, I'd love one.
You should pause and have a nacho fry.
I will.
That's nacho fry!
Nacho! It's mine!
Is it it your fry?
Well, you said it was nachos.
So who ate the Dorito taco? I noticed it's just gone.
Wiley.
Was it good?
Solid.
Okay.
Although it was a bit soft.
Really?
Yeah, it was supposed to have been probably a crunchy taco.
Well, I did get these before we started recording.
Well, and that was like 3 hours ago.
It was a while ago. 3 hours?
Okay, 2.5. I mean, who's counting?
Jesus. It probably was 2.5 hours ago.
Well, probably. Who knows? Before we get into the ads, too, water, malted barley, cornstarch, or syrup, hops, and ascorbic acid.
Absorbing habit?
Nope. Don't make me say it again. Are the ingredients. The acid probably to make it more light stable, since it's in a green bottle. But cornstarch, I've never seen one that said cornstarch slash syrup. I don't know if that means it's either or if it's a mix or what. That's
a slurry.
A slurry
of cornstarch.
Mm. There's a lot of sauces here.
Are you going to eat just the sauces?
Yeah, I mean, you can if you'd like them.
There's a fourth bean burrito that could be divided into thirds.
I mean, you all are welcome to. Go crazy. Or you can eat it all if either of you is particularly hungry. So,
We may divide it. That is true.
Okay. So, the most interesting man in the world. What's your impression of that ad campaign?
Well,
at first, yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Now it seems to have, since the gentleman that was the most interesting man in the world,
yeah,
they have since replaced him with...
Well, they're no longer even doing that with the new guy.
Oh, really?
That's over completely, yeah.
So did that stop, like, after college football season last year? Because
basically,
that seemed to be, like, the going thing last year during college football. It was he and that actor who I'm not sure what his name is. Rob something.
Rob Riggles.
Rob Riggles, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
used to be on The Daily Show, Marine.
Yeah, they, you know, the number one fan, that type of thing that they had.
Yeah, I was not impressed with those advertisements. They just weren't funny. It just didn't do anything for me.
To be honest with you, I didn't find any of the most interesting man ones funny.
Really? You didn't like the original ones with the guy?
I did like them. I just didn't find I didn't find humor in them, but I found them interesting.
Okay. Well, that's something. I mean, I enjoyed them. I thought they were kind of funny.
But you're a weirdo.
Clearly. It should be noted. I mean, they had... they were incredibly successful campaigns. Modelo's, over like the first 5 years it was out, Modelo doubled their sales in the United States. 2008, they released it in Canada, the ad campaign, and they tripled in 1 year all Modelo's, or not Modelo, Dos Equis. Ay vey. Dos Equis sales in Canada in a single year, which is kind of astounding if you think about it. That's really impressive.
Do they advertise on Sabado Gigante?
I don't know. I don't remember that, but that doesn't mean that they don't. And then I've got here a list of some of the kind of like superlatives associated with him, so I'm going to read some. He lives vicariously through himself. In museums, he is allowed to touch the art. That's not very good. Bigfoot tries to get pictures of him.
I think that's funny.
That's pretty cute.
When he goes to Spain, he chases the bulls.
Nice.
Bear hugs are what he gives bears. Once he ran a marathon because it was, quote-unquote, on the way.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. He's the life of parties he's never attended. Presidents take his birthday off. That's actually really good. I like that one. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it felt.
That one is pretty good. Yeah.
His tears can cure cancer. Too bad he never cries.
Wow.
That's kind of dark, right?
Yeah.
He's considered a national treasure in countries he's never visited.
That's funny.
That's all right, yeah. His signature won a Pulitzer. His 10-gallon hat holds 20 gallons.
See, we're not laughing.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're... those aren't even the ones I remember. I don't even... I don't know. Maybe I just enjoyed it more at the time when it was in the context of those insane commercials, and all the fun lights that you get with commercials.
Maybe you were just looking at the hot women that seemed to be in every commercial.
There were always really beautiful women. And then, of course, the way those ended, with him, who's, by the way, he's not from Mexico. He is an American from, I think he's from New York. I'm not sure. He's of Jewish-Russian descent. His career, again, it was mostly like doing Westerns and then like adventure TV shows and stuff. But he, what was I saying?
I always seen those commercials as a poor spoof on trying to just act like James Bond.
I think it was meant to be kind of making fun of that whole thing. So, I mean, Stay Thirsty, My Friends, of course, is how they all ended. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis. Goldsmith, Jonathan Goldsmith was his name. And they were narrated by Will Lyman, who's actually the narrator for pieces on the Frontline show, on Frontline, which is crazy, actually.
Yeah. Think about it. No, I know exactly.
Yeah. The way he got the job, this is kind of cool. They gave everyone who came in to interview for the job the same final line, and they said, improvise a story about what would the most interesting man in the world say. What kind of story would he tell people? And the final line was, and that's how I arm wrestled Fidel Castro. So most people came in and improvised for like a minute or two. He apparently came in, spent 30 minutes improvising, and before it was over with, had taken off one sock. And they were like, well, this is our guy. This is it.
That makes him pretty damn interesting.
It's pretty interesting, right?
I've done that. I mean, I normally keep my socks on in a job interview.
I normally do, too. And guess how old he was when he retired?
70.
77. I mean, he was looking pretty good. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Do you remember the final episode with him? Like what he did? Like how he said goodbye, so to speak?
He went into space.
Yeah, he went to Mars.
Yeah.
And it was a one-way trip to Mars to be like the final most interesting thing in the universe. And then they introduced the French guy who...
was not interesting.
Not as interesting. Though I don't know that that's his fault so much as the writing. Like, the ads he was in were not great.
Well, I mean, and he's French.
I'm not going to say that it has anything to do with him being French.
You think so?
Yeah.
Their fries are good, but we know they're from Belgium.
They are Belgian.
But they're nachos.
That's true.
They are.
They're nacho fries.
But the guy himself actually has a cool history. You want to hear some? I'm going to tell you anyways. Who cares? He got into acting. He was at school at NYU. And he got into acting because he didn't have anything to do after he was kicked out of NYU. He was kicked out of NYU. Pardon me. The way he describes it is asked to leave. He was asked to leave. For two reasons. One, he partied too much. Two, he apparently had a very public fling with a professor. And so he was asked to not be an NYU student anymore.
We call those champions.
His next job, after he did some acting in New York, found out he loved it. And he was like, well, I guess I better move to California to get involved in stuff. And he, For a while in California, he supported himself as a garbage man. That was his job. And that's when he got then into like Bonanza and a couple other kind of Westerns. And that's
I love that restaurant.
I love the restaurant Bonanza, too. As a kid, I called it Bonzana.
Not far from here, either. Really?
Where is there a Bonanza near
Not here? Far from here, but there was also one in Bluefield.
There was. That's the one we went there a lot.
Above WVVA.
Yeah, right there by my orthodontist.
It's now a church.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
All hail at the altar of the ribs.
The only meal I remember very well there is that we ate there the day I saw Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I hope AK.
And I was too young, and it really bothered me. Yeah, AK, if you're listening to this, we are talking about clowns, so spoiler alert. By the way, Killer Clowns, have you seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space, guys?
I have not.
I have.
It's a FUBAR movie, right? It's really messed up.
I don't think it's weird.
You okay. Well, What?
I mean, I don't think it's weird. I just think it's dated.
So there are clowns from outer space.
Right.
Their spaceship looks like a tent, like a circus tent.
Yeah.
They kidnap people with a laser beam that does what, Clement? Do you remember?
Doesn't it encase them in cotton candy?
It encases them in cotton candy.
Yeah.
And then they hang them up like they were spiders, like they were horrible spiders, and then they suck their blood. How do they do that? Do you remember that?
I don't know. Is it through their tongue?
With crazy straws.
Oh, yeah.
And then they murder them with crazy straws. And they were basically on Earth just grabbing people to eat.
I don't get why that's so weird. But it wasn't graphic.
It just bothered me as a kid. It was just, they were, the look of them. And then the only way to kill them was apparently to pop their noses.
Yeah.
And
that all seems pretty normal to me.
That seems like a normal thing to you?
I probably would have been disturbed as a child if I had seen that.
Yeah, I saw it. I was not supposed to watch it, and I saw it.
Certainly glad that my memories of Bonanza
are not tainted by that, right?
Much better. Like, I remember having my first ever football banquet there back when we had the first ever Little League team in Bland County when we played at the Arsenal.
Oh, yeah.
Down there in, well, it was actually Bluewell, I believe.
Bluewell, yeah.
And that's where we had our football banquet. The one meal that I remember there was chop steak.
Okay.
And a baked potato. And
that sounds real nice.
I always remember that we went to Bonanza. We actually got to drink soda. We didn't get soda very often in my house, but we got to drink soda
at Bonanza.
You know, at Bonanza.
It's a fine restaurant. I enjoyed it. I remember there's one, I think, in Norton still.
There's one in Lebanon.
Yeah.
Is there? I think there's one. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They have a Sunday buffet.
They do. Yeah.
A Sunday buffet?
They have Hawaiian style ribs.
A Jimmy Buffett Hawaiian style rib?
A Warren Buffett, Jimmy Buffett.
Buffett and Buffett's buffet.
Yeah.
Guys, it's $1 million idea.
Yeah. It is.
all right. So, you know, have you seen the ad campaign they're doing now? Guys?
No, I haven't.
I have not seen it.
It's called the Interessante campaign, and it basically is like it opens up with people lying. Basically, they're like, there's nothing like a good story, but sometimes the best stories are ones where they're basically, I can't remember the exact wording. You're a liar. Somebody's phone just made a sexy noise. But I'm going to give you some examples of the lies in the Interessante. And basically, if you go to their website's actually really beautiful. It's really cool right now. But it's filled with these kind of like, we've been brewing Dos Equis for 9,000 years is one of the things and stuff like that.
That's a lie.
So here's some other ones. One of the ads says, Dos Equis, the only beer served at the Battle of Cinco de Mayo, which is one of the most insane sentences I've ever heard, but I kind of love it. And then they show some bartender, like, surrounded by people shooting each other in a black and white film. And he's serving Dos Equis from a portable bar in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that.
Have you seen that?
I didn't pay much attention to it.
The founder of Dos Equis has claimed to be Lou Ferrigno, which I freaking love. What are your all's thoughts on Lou Ferrigno?
I remember him. Now, he scared me.
Lou Ferrigno scared
as
you.
As a child, yes. When he was the Hulk.
Were you one of the people that your parents had you watch the Mr. Rogers episode with Lou Ferrigno? Do you remember that?
No.
That was one of my favorite episodes. Basically, it was like Mr. Rogers decided to do it with Lou Ferrigno because apparently children were so scared of Lou Ferrigno. Mm-hmm. So they showed Lou Ferrigno putting on his makeup and how he was acting and all that. Do you remember that? And I remember it as a kid just being struck by like how amazing it was.
Yeah.
And even if I hadn't liked the show, which I loved it, after that I would have been in love with it. And, of course, I got to see that again not long ago because the El Rey has the Incredible Hulk episodes. Mm-hmm. They'll do marathons of Incredible Hulk, and I watched probably 10 hours of that one week, and it was freaking great. I forgot how good that show is. I really miss it.
I had an Incredible Hulk lunchbox when I was in grade school.
That's awesome. Was it like the show or like the comic book or?
It was like the Incredible Hulk when you would put him on like a kid's lunchbox.
Well, I mean, was it like photographs of Lou Ferrigno?
It was not photographs of Lou Ferrigno. It was
drawings.
It was drawings.
Cartoons.
Yeah.
So like the comic books.
On those old metal lunchboxes.
And the cartoons were great too.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, Trevor was a huge, my little brother is a huge Incredible Hulk fan when we were kids. I liked him, but he was nuts for him. Abe Lincoln's, Dos Equis's Abraham Lincoln's hat beer.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I you see that one? Ignorant.
Hey, it's ignorant?
Yeah.
You going to write a letter?
I'm like, that's not a good beer.
It's not really a great ad, right? You could tell the truth. Oh, here's the cut line. You could tell the truth or a better version of it. The only one of those that really hits me hard is the Lou Ferrigno thing. And apparently that did actually successfully affect their hits on the search engines. And people, there's several different ad agencies have done studies on the number of different people who were doing searches to see if Lou Ferrigno actually founded this beer that was first produced in the 1890s, as if he was some kind of immortal, like he was a Highlander. And I want to say, you know what? Let's pitch that movie. So Lou Ferrigno is a Highlander. He lives in Mexico, and he founds a brewery. What's the plot? How are we going to make that into a movie?
Through a nuclear accident in the 1940s, he becomes the Incredible Hulk.
So he's a Highlander who is also the Incredible Hulk. You can't cut his head off.
Right, I'm just saying there's an accident.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanders into some sort of nuclear...
The Trinity test or something. Yeah,
exactly.
Gamma radiation changes Lou Ferrigno into... Dum, dum, dum!
The Incredible Hulk.
And then he's the Incredible Hulk, and he's Lou Ferrigno. And Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, then gets a job as the Incredible Hulk on the TV show to hide the fact that he is actually... The Incredible Hulk,
and he's a Highlander,
and a Highlander that doesn't even come in. Who? What? Do you think Sean Connery is going to be in it somehow?
Taylor will be in it.
We still haven't had Sean on the show.
Yeah, it's possible.
They're close to the same age. Immortal.
They are immortal. Do you remember that Queen song, the Highlander Queen song?
Yeah.
That's a crazy song. That's like you can really pump yourself up real fast with that song. I know you all
is
do
that. We are the champions.
No. Clayman, look that up real fast.
Oh, sorry.
With your phone. We are the champ. I know. I'll pick it up later. Don't worry, guys. We are the champions, my friends.
I'm looking.
Do you like the Highlander movies?
It's called Princes of the Universe.
Yeah, Princes of the Universe.
I think this is it.
Here we go, guys. This is going to be real special. Oh, we're getting the...
I am immortal. Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe.
Now tell us what's happened.
Here we belong.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury's doing his thing.
Do you think Freddie Mercury is friends with Lou Ferrigno? The immortal Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk?
I don't think so.
I don't think they run
in the same social circles.
Especially not today.
Well, Freddie Mercury's dead.
Right.
Famously dead. Put it near the microphone. It's not just for you.
I better put it on the microphone.
I mean, you can.
I mean, there's one distinct difference between Freddie Mercury and Lou Ferrigno.
Freddie Mercury
had a pretty cool porn stash.
He had an amazing stash, right?
Porn stash.
Well, I wasn't going to call it that, but yeah, fair enough.
You mean like he had a stash of porn or a mustache?
That's a good question. Freddie Mercury's mustache was pretty amazing, right? So
Tremendous flavor saver.
I want to pitch that Lou Ferrigno's best friend is Freddie Mercury in our movie.
I think it could happen.
Right?
Yeah.
Talking to the microphone.
I think it could happen.
All right, thanks. Now we're doing it. All right, so you don't like, we don't, it's agreed, none of us are really huge fans of the Interessante.
Nope.
Right, Wiley?
Negatory.
Not interested.
Not doing it. non
not gonna happen.
And I would say I don't know about you guys. I really didn't like the sports, like the college football. Like they were the beer, official beer of the college football championship. But the ads they did with Rob Riggle's super fun. But those were not good ads.
Funnier than Zach Galifianakis.
No, you are incorrect. Claiming, get to the, well, I'm doing something real fast.
Yeah.
Get to the bottom of why Wiley doesn't like Zach Galifianakis. Let's see if we can do that.
I think it's because everybody loves those Hangover movies and I just don't like them.
I only like the first one.
I will say now, I'm with Eric. I think the first one was the best.
Yeah.
By far, the first one was the best. I just don't think they're that funny. Actually, I think he's more funny in, like, the movie where he's with Will Ferrell. Like, and it's like a politician's running for office type thing.
Oh, what is that?
I mean,
I'll look that up.
He is much funnier in those movies. And certainly the movie they did about the funeral home director.
The candidate.
The campaign.
Yeah, and then there was like
the funeral home director one is really good. Yeah,
I mean, those things are like redeeming, you know, for Zach Galifianakis.
What do you think about Between Two Ferns?
Purely based upon The Hangover, that's probably why I just don't think he's as funny as most people do.
See, I love the original Hangover. I absolutely love
it. I do like that movie.
Yeah,
I mean, but it's not better than, say, you know, Grown Ups or Grown Ups 2.
Oh, I think it's so much better than Grown Ups.
David Spade.
You think Grown Ups is a better movie? How are we friends? That's crazy.
That's just my kind of humor.
I mean, it's not, Grown Ups isn't a bad movie, but not a great, I never need to see it
again. They talk about burp snarts. There's nothing I would like more than to be able to burp snart. I mean,
Mike Tyson.
Anyone who knows me knows that I would love to do nothing more than burp snart. I mean,
that's true.
You've
said that. There are
lots
of times.
Eric, there are lots of differences we have.
That's true.
But this is
the most important one.
I don't think. No, this is not the most important one. Not by far.
One more question, then we'll move on. Do you like Between Two Ferns? Like, what are your thoughts on Between Two Ferns? You don't have to. You're a grown man. You're allowed to like what you don't, what you like, and what.
What?
The Between Two Ferns series.
What is that?
I have shown you like several episodes of it. It's like the web series Zach Galifianakis does where he interviews people between two ferns.
It made a real impact on Wiley.
Yeah.
It obviously did because I can't remember watching any of them.
Well, maybe we'll do that later. And by that, I mean we won't because I want you to keep hanging out.
Remember in the campaign when Zach Galifianakis said, "It's a mess."
I don't. The campaign is okay. I didn't love the campaign. I think it had moments that were great. It was not.
So you're saying that he didn't really pull off being the father of a crazy wife and two children?
I literally have trouble remembering much of the. I thought the advertising for the campaign, the weird things he and Will Ferrell would do, like online and stuff like that, like on Funny or Die and stuff. Was way better than the actual movie.
Well,
I barely
Will Ferrell is
movie.
A really weird dude, too.
Well, he is really weird, but he's really funny.
He is truly funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
He drove the Red Dragon. well, I'll tell you.
He went streaking on the quad.
He surely did.
He said, "Yo, Mom, meatloaf.
Now.
I love Will Ferrell, too.
He picked up chicks at a funeral.
He's done a lot of weird stuff, right? He was a cheerleader on Saturday Night Live. His, like, maybe the funniest thing he ever did was the first Saturday Night Live they made after September 11th when they told, like, they was doing the office sketch and everyone was allowed, the idea was everyone was allowed to wear something patriotic to the office.
Where he wore the bikini?
And he wore the bikini. Flag. And they all thought he was just going to wear, like, boxer shorts, but then he shows up in a bikini that's a thong. I just remember, like, I had been so depressed and down, and then watching him do that, and the actors are losing it, and I just laughed like a dog. It was exactly what I needed in the world. It was great.
Saturday Night Live used to be a great show.
It comes and goes. I mean, it definitely, there are years where it's amazing, and there are years where it's just like, meh.
So what would you say would be your favorite cast?
That's a good question.
Like era from Saturday Night Live.
I grew up watching the 70s, like the first two or three years when they were on replay on Nick at Night. You remember that?
Was that the Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, Steve Martin. Well, Steve Martin's a guest. He was never like a...
Who was the lady that was on there?
Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner.
Yeah, John Belushi. I mean, all those things.
College.
I would say that is a... What? Oh, college.
College.
Exactly.
John Samurai Belushi. Daily.
Samurai Daily. Oh, I can watch Samurai anything. The Killer Bees, you know. The Coneheads comes out at that time.
Those were awesome.
Was it Mr. Roberts' Neighborhood? With Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
It was truly, truly brilliant. And then I loved the early 90s when you have like Mike Myers and
Phil Hartman
and all
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey and Mike Myers could play off each other. Like Wayne's World was truly brilliant. And the only good Saturday Night Live movie, I would argue. But then you have...
I would say so.
Yeah, you know. And then
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
David Spade.
God, I mean, like, amazing talent. Just so
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pam Adam Meadows. Sandler
when he was murdering it. Daryl.
Hannah.
Yeah. Not Daryl Hannah. That's from Splash. That's a treasure, mind you. But and then of course, like kind of the early 20-aughts with Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry and all those guys was really good too. But honestly, my inclination. Oh, and the church man from or the church woman.
Church lady. Dana Carvey. That was awesome.
Dana Carvey was also like George Herbert Walker Bush, right? Yeah. He was killer. The one where like.
And Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah. And he would debate himself. That was so amazing. Tensis
the driving cat.
My inclination is to say it's kind of a tie between the 90s one, which may just be because that's when I kind of started watching late night TV. But also, I think that was a really talented cast in the 70s. So, I don't know. How about you guys?
Yeah, no, I would agree.
I don't know that it'll ever get better than Matt Foley for me. I just really don't. And if you watch that and know the story behind it at the end, like that coffee table is not supposed. That's not supposed to happen.
No.
And you can see it on all the actors' faces.
It just blows up.
That was not supposed to happen, and they're just like, "What do we do now?" That was like one of those moments of, what do we do now? This is not supposed
it's
to happen.
It's why live TV can be really brilliant.
I mean, it truly was bringing back physical comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, I mean, before we were born, you know, the Three Stooges, I mean, that was one of the ultimate, you know,
God bless the Three Stooges.
Physical comedy, you know. I mean, we all love to see people get smacked and hit and...
Chris Farley, do you remember the one that it was him and Patrick Swayze trying out for the Chippendales?
Oh, the Chippendales, that was awesome.
That is one of the funniest things that's ever been put on film.
I mean, you know,
it's truly brilliant.
Patrick Swayze, who...
God rest Patrick Swayze.
Made a movie.
You were crazy for Swayze.
Oh, I mean...
He has that tattooed on his
elbow. Nobody puts baby in a corner. And when you talk about Patrick Swayze, he made a movie on two lakes. I mean, he really did. I mean, Mountain Lake, which is, you know, close to Giles County. And then he went down in North Carolina close to Asheville and at Lake Lure and made the rest of it.
Yeah.
And then he also made a movie called Point Break, which is not on lakes at all, but rhymes.
He also made a movie called Roadhouse where he...
God, I love Roadhouse, dude.
With Sam Elliott.
Who will never die.
He's older than Bert,
and he's been in every...
Maybe a Highlander, guys.
He might be a Highlander.
Sam Elliott, the Highlander who gives advice to Lou Ferrigno. He's like the... Oh, you're a Highlander. This is what you need to know early in the movie, guys.
He would have to be wearing Wranglers, though.
You're damn right he's wearing Wranglers. And a cowboy
and not
hat,
the husky kind, either.
non-Husky Wranglers.
Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, we've talked about a whole lot of great stuff, and I feel really good about this episode. But we do have to do a little bit of work here at the end. First off, accessibility cost. It's easy to find. It's not the cheapest beer in the world. Pardon me. A little bit of burpiness there. But it's also not it's not super expensive. I got a 12-pack for about, I think right at like $12, $13. So we've talked about kind of what this beer means to us and its place in our lives. And it is a very internationalized beer now. There's no question about that. It definitely, but it is still made in Mexico. And I'd be interested to taste it again, like so many of these beers. I wish I could try the recipe before it had been fully adjuncted, before they moved. Or maybe, I'm guessing they used to make it with corn before they made it with corn syrup to taste what it was like before that. What about the basic kind of stuff, the aroma, the taste, mouthfeel, Clayman's favorite word. What are there any things about...
it's a good word.
It's a great word. Are there any things that stand out to you about it in particular, guys?
I mean, it's very light. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not very filling.
Yeah.
You know, so it's easy to drink.
It's definitely like a light adjunct lager. And, yeah.
I think it's solidly middle of the road for me.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, I mean, it's not just a bad... I don't feel bad drinking it. At the same time, I don't... It's not my favorite. I would probably get amber beforehand, but again, solid beer.
Yeah. Really solid beer.
Yeah. It's the flavor. Do you and this is something I try to think about, I guess. Do you taste the adjuncting? Do you taste like the corn syrup in it at all?
I don't.
No.
I don't really either. Maybe a little bit of sweetness, but not like, again, so far the standout on that has been the Iron City, I think. The kind of soda poppy flavor. So, have you ever had Iron City, Wiley?
I have not.
It's out of Pittsburgh. Well, it used to be out of Pittsburgh. Now they make it in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. But, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go on and do some rankings? How's that sound, guys?
Super. Awesome.
Great. All right, Wiley. On a scale of 0 to 5, 0 is undrinkable. 5 is kind of like one of those beers you could drink at almost any time. It's just kind of a perfect beer for what it's trying to be. Where would you rank Dos Equis Lager Especial?
Let's say a 3 stars.
3 stars. Any specific reason or anything that stands out?
Like I said, it's a beer that I will drink. It's not one that if I'm handed, I don't think twice about consuming it. So, you know, but it's not something that I'm going to choose off the shelf over other beers.
Yeah. So it's something like you'd get it maybe at a Mexican place.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly my you know, go-to drink, realistically, if I'm at, you know, a Mexican place. And last night when I was at Chili's, every other option they had was just not something that I really want to drink. I don't want to drink Michelob. I don't want to drink, you know, Miller. I don't want to drink Budweiser. I don't want to drink, you know, and the other option was Shock Top. And I'm not a big Shock Top fan.
Yeah.
No. So I'm like, you know, I mean, obviously that, you know, I mean, the one beer that they had that I would drink, and to be honest with you, it was the Amber.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the Dos Equis Amber. I mean, honestly, I think I got a little crossed up when, you know, we were talking about this. I mean,
okay.
The Amber is really what I've drank the most of. But, I mean, I do like this.
Okay. All right. That's very fair. And maybe we'll have to have you on when we talk about the Amber.
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
I like talking about things with the name Amber.
Yeah, one would hope. One would hope. All right, Jason, how about you, buddy?
I actually agree with Wiley 3. Right down the middle of the road.
Right down the middle of the road? Okay.
I've drank this not as much as the Amber, but quite a bit, I guess, when I bought this beer.
Uh-huh.
It's been several times. I like it. It just is. There's nothing offensive.
Yeah.
But
there's there's something to be said for inoffensiveness. Yeah. I mean, especially when we're talking about food pairings.
And we you know, we had bean burritos and we had the nacho fries, and Wiley had the Doritos Locos Tacos. And I don't think it offends with any of those.
Those are some pretty strong flavors.
Right. It's not too heavy. It's not too light.
Yeah.
Not over carbonated.
Yeah.
Not sweet.
It's more carbonated than, say, like a true European style. I mean, it's definitely North American, but it's still not like overwhelmingly so. Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's quality, I think. I mean, I think it's a quality beverage.
I think it's fine. With a pickled egg.
Would you like to do that before we finish up, or?
Well, I certainly think that we should at least eat a pickled egg.
All right.
I mean, before we wrap up, there's no Vienna sausages here. But
we don't have any Vienna sausages. I mean, and you had something you wanted to say about that, but let me give my ranking, and I'm going to let you do that while Claire goes to get the. I'm going to go on and give it I'm going to give it a 2.75. It's not quite a 3 for me. The aftertaste is there. Like the amber, the Dos Equis amber, I'm going to agree. My gut, and obviously we haven't rated that yet. I haven't really spent the time to really think about it. But I'm going to say that's probably a solid, that's going to be well over a 3. I'm guessing like a 3.25, 3.5. This is the aftertaste is not great. It's kind of so inoffensive that it's not like, woo, it's not blowing my skirt up. But it's not bad. I mean, it's not like I'm certainly not trying to get down on it. It's just not something that I would ordinarily be like, well, you know, we're going tailgating. We're going fishing or something.
We love that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We do. We're big.
We're looking forward to, you know, college football starting.
Exactly. And actually, when we get done recording tonight, we're about to watch our first college game of the year, right?
True.
And it's going to be great. We're going to watch Hawaii play Colorado State. Go Rainbow Warriors. Who are you going to root for in that, Wiley?
Good football.
Good foot. Just football, right? That's fair. That's very fair. But I think it should be good. So I'm going to give it 2.75. So, all right, we got our ratings, guys. That's solid. I'll tell you what. Clayman right now is getting some pickled eggs. Is there anything, by the way, about the authenticity, the marketing, anything like that you want to know beyond what we already have? Obviously, its marketing campaign of a few years ago was really A1. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But at least in terms of its successfulness. But is there anything else that kind of stands out to you?
Pickled egg.
No, nothing stands out.
Like, I just don't even have a cultural memory of it before Most Interesting Man in the World.
No, I had never heard of it. Except in Mexican restaurants,
yeah. Like to me, I don't even remember even seeing it in stores or anything. But again, that may just have been unawareness. Cool. Well, all right. Well, guys, you want to plug anything while we're finishing up our pickled eggs?
Other than, I think my friend from Indiana needs to put on his big boy pants. Pony up and just go ahead and eat that Vianney sausage.
So you believe that Brent Treisch, friend of the show, should eat a Vienna sausage on the air, and you're calling him out?
Yes.
This
is an official call out.
Oh,
eat,
snap.
Vianney sausage.
Are you a fan of Vienna sausages, Wiley?
I am not a huge fan of them, uh-huh. But they are not so inoffensive that I would not try them.
Sure. Okay.
I had them in my youth. That, potted meat.
Yeah.
You know, treat meat, spam, all
spam,
that stuff.
Yeah.
Deviled ham.
Oh, yeah.
Deviled ham is not, you can mix that with like some eggs and make something out of it.
Right. Like a sandwich.
A sandwich or like put it in the deviled egg, the yolk of the deviled egg, and that's not bad. A lady at my church I grew up in used to do that. So, well, how about you? Anything else? Well, anything else, Wiley? Before we move on, do you want to plug?
No, just thanks for having me. What a wonderful experience this has been.
Well, thank you for coming. How about you, Jason?
A couple things. Number one, before I get to a business plug, my wife is scheduled to run the Chicago Marathon, so she's looking for donors for that. She's raising money for the Ronald McDonald House, and she's running on their team. So if anybody's interested in donating to that, we would certainly appreciate it. I think she's at about $300 to $500 of her $1,500 goal.
Does she have an online location?
She does. We can link that on the webpage.
All right, we'll put that up. Absolutely.
And she would also probably challenge Brent Treisch.
Yes.
As a fundraiser to eat the Vienna sausage.
So your wife is calling out Brent Treisch.
Yeah, she is. She has.
Brent, dude, you're going to have to put on your big boy pants, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do it, man. We will get you whatever flavor of Vienna sausage you like, whatever kind of
jalapeno.
What other flavors do they come in?
Grape soda.
They do not. God forbid.
Welch's grape soda.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, do that sound one more time. That is the most appropriate time to make that sound.
Birch beer.
They're not bad on a, you know.
They may come in barbecue flavor. I'm not sure.
They do, I think.
They do.
God, that makes me kind of.
Actually, yeah, they do come in barbecue flavor. I've never had that because it does seem worse. Clearly, we're going to have to review that.
It would ruin barbecue.
They also come in oyster flavor.
Not possible. I was about to say, my stomach just did a flip in my guts. All right, we're going to move on from that.
But I did have one more plug.
Regular Viennas are fine. Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. Go for
it. That's all right. This comes from today, and we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to fly fish a little bit, took my wife and son with me, had a good afternoon, and then we took my son to a paid lake or pond or a fishing area that's stocked to let him fish, and he actually ended up catching about 3 20-some-inch rainbow trout. And the pond was great. It's called Sarge's. It's in Green Cove, Virginia.
Yeah.
But the most surprising part of it, we stopped to get ice to put the fish on, because you get to keep the fish, at Conorock, Virginia.
Yeah.
We stopped at the Conorock store, went in to get ice, get a Coke, and get in the car to come back home. Short drive.
Yeah.
I think it is honestly 20 miles.
Sure, sure.
From Abingdon.
But it is like you feel like you are a million miles away.
Right. It is in the middle of nowhere, and you are near White Top Mountain, which is what?
Second tallest mountain in Virginia.
Yeah, second tallest mountain in Virginia. The beer selection at that place was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because I walked by their coolers, and they had the general Bud, Miller, Coors, all that stuff. But they had High Life. They had Yeehaw IPA. They had Sierra Nevada.
Wow, you didn't mention that. That's they have a hell of a selection.
Yeah, they really did, and it goes far beyond that. I mean, they had an entire cooler that was nothing but microbrews, and some very regional to our area microbrews. So they've done a great job, because there's no other store up there for miles.
Yeah, yeah. But no, there's nothing.
You're 20 miles from the closest grocery store for the most part.
And it's one of my favorite places in the world is up there in Conorock. So, Well, the only things I'd add to that, one, I do want to plug Los Arcos in Abingdon, Virginia. This is the restaurant that in many ways inspired us to make this particular episode. It's a family-priced restaurant. The food, we like it. They've been nothing but kind to us and our friends from college. So if you're in Abingdon and you want some inexpensive Mexican food, you know, no better decision you could make than hitting Los Arcos. It's great. I also like El Bigote's, which is a little a slightly different price point, but also a great Mexican restaurant in Abingdon too. So I can't favor one over the other because I love them both. I'm also gonna do a shout out to Wolf Hills Brewing, who I always try to give a shout out to. That's where I do my trivia every Wednesday at 6:30. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to visit and have a good beer, a delicious beer. I also would like to give a shout out to two other things that just kind of crossed my mind. One is Model City Tap House in Kingsport.
Yeah, Kingsport, Tennessee.
Kingsport, Tennessee is a great place. They always have a great selection of beers. The people who work there are fantastic. My brother and I have been playing trivia there some. It's the only place I've ever found in our region that has Old Style on tap. That's their cheap. If you want a cheap beer, that's the cheap beer you're going to get. Otherwise, it's all craft and pretty significant large or high quality brews.
And steamed sandwiches.
Yeah, the sandwiches. I had my first steamed sandwich the other day, and it was truly amazing. I had a chicken sandwich that blew my socks off, guys. So I'll tell you what. Let's call it there. That seems like enough for today. Anything else before we go, guys?
Nope.
All right.
Thanks, Wiley.
Wiley, thank you for coming. We love
you.
Jason, as always, thank you for being here. Cats and kittens, that'll do it for this episode of Pickled Eggs and Cold Beer. I'd again like to thank our guest, Stephen Wiley, for coming and shooting the bull with us today. I'd also like to tell you that the music used in this episode was Aura Alexander's 1930, You Gotta Save That Thing. We'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, check us out on Facebook or Twitter or on our website, www.pickledeggsandcoldbeer.com, for more content. Please remember to use common sense when consuming alcohol. Do not drink and drive. We will talk to you next week for another episode. Cheers!